Israel's parliament on Wednesday paved the way for the demolition of an illegal West Bank outpost by rejecting an attempt by hardline lawmakers to prevent the move. That development sets the stage for a showdown between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Jewish settlers and their supporters in his government. Orinir joins me this morning. Americans for Peace Now is the organization, and they've always been interested in peace in the Mideast. Ori, good morning.
Good morning, Gloria.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Sounds pretty complicated, doesn't it?
It does. So you want to sort it out for us?
Yes. To sort of frame this issue, which really is complicated, this is a part of an ongoing battle between the settlers of the West Bank and Israel's peace movement, Peace Now, our sister organization in Israel, which tries to curtail settlement activity in order to keep the door open for a two-state solution. Peace Now has been trying to do it both in various ways. One of them is litigation. It tried to take the settlers to court for building illegally, in other words, without government approval, and had pretty little success there. What it has more success in doing recently is taking the settlers to court for building on privately owned Palestinian land. About a third, somewhere between a quarter and a third of the settlements are built on privately owned Palestinian land. This is land owned by private Palestinian individuals, which has simply been stolen, for the lack of a better word, mm-hmm. by the settlers to build on. And there, because of the strength of the principle of ownership rights, the court really has no other choice but to decide over and over again in favor of the landowners and Peace Now, which helps them in their litigation. What happened in this case is that five homes in an established settlement called Beit El, which is in north of Jerusalem, just south of Bethlehem, of Ramallah, five homes which have been built on land belonging to Palestinians were in question. A fellow organization called Yesh Din helped Palestinians in their litigation, and the court decided that these homes have to be demolished. Prime Minister Netanyahu faced a court order. There's really nothing he can do in this case, and he has found a very interesting, creative way of dealing with this, and that is to actually saw these buildings. These are apartment buildings, housing six housing units each, to saw them off their foundations and transfer them into a different location. All of that, at the cost of many, many millions of Israeli shekels, all of that in order to prevent the site, the video footage of homes in settlements being demolished. And that just gives you an idea, a glimpse into the strength of the settlers and their lobby in the Knesset, in the Israeli Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. Now, what this lobby tried to do a few days ago was to fight the law with law, if you will, or to fight the court with law. In other words, to legislate a law that would bypass the High Court and would prevent the High Court in the future from handing decisions against building on privately owned Palestinian land. This is legalizing what is blatantly illegal. And thankfully, in this case, Prime Minister Netanyahu did not allow it to become law.
Well, Ori, it doesn't look as if peace is coming to the Middle East anytime soon.
It doesn't look like it. We have an elections campaign in the United States, and somehow we always find ourselves in between election campaigns, either in Israel or here in the United States, or sometimes even with the Palestinians, and everything is put on hold when there's an election campaign going. I don't think that should be the case. I think that the efforts to bring peace to the Middle East really should not be held or put on hold when there is an election cycle, but that's the way it is, and I think that the best we have to hope now is that after November, we will have a president in the White House who is reinvigorated to restart a peace process between Israel and the Palestinians.
Orinir of Americans for Peace Now, I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you very much, Gloria.
Thank you so much.